All right. Steve Gilbert joins us from Arizona. Steve, of course, writes for MLB.com. He's a TV star as well. We see him on MLB when he does that wraparound. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Nice to have you on, especially with this little series going on. You know, these two teams go at it. They're very close games all the time. And the series is tied up now 5-5, Giants and Diamondbacks. Interesting matchups, I think.
Oh, I think for sure. I think for whatever reason, the D-backs seem to bring out the best in the Giants both last year and this year. So a very tense ball game last night at 2-1. Could have gone either way. A very well-played game.
Let me ask you this, Steve, because I look at the numbers, and Nick Pecoraro, your associate, wrote something today in the Republic about the offensive numbers of Arizona are, I don't want to say abysmal, but, you know, they're some of the worst in the league and in baseball, but you don't get that feeling when you play the Diamondbacks. How do they score runs?
Yeah, you know, I think, Marty, a lot of that had to do with a stretch in May when they were really, really struggling. They lost 15 out of 17 games, and the offense was the main reason. They really struggled. That was when Paul Goldschmidt was his average fell to as low as 198 towards the end of May. You know, A.J. Pollock was the only guy hitting, and then he got hurt. So they really struggled offensively there, which has kind of skewed those numbers a bit. But, you know, they're still waiting to get back some of their offensive weapons with Pollock on the DL. Steven Souza Jr. has been on a DL for all but a handful of games this year. So they're anxious to get those guys back and to kind of help this offense. But they have produced a little bit better in the month of June than they did in May, for sure.
Now, Pollock has been a big part, and he's due back on Monday. Is that correct?
He just started a rehab yesterday, a rehab assignment. So we'll see how many games. He would love to hear you say he'd be back on Monday. But Torrey the fellow said they're going to be kind of cautious with him, so probably be a little later than that.
What do you think about this Diamondbacks team? I mean, you've covered them for many years. Of course, last year was an amazing year for them as well. And unfortunately, you know, the playoff didn't work out the way you want it to be. But what do you think about this team?
Well, I think that they're certainly a team that's built around their pitching. Their bullpen has been outstanding. They got the best ERA in baseball out of the bullpen. It's been a big strength for them, particularly the back end of the bullpen where they've had Brad Boxberger, even though he blew a save in San Francisco and that last time the Diamondbacks were there. But they got Boxberger, they got Archie Bradley and Yoshihisa Hirano, who's been just an outstanding find for them out of Japan. So their bullpen back end for sure has been very solid. Their starting rotation has done a nice job, and they've had some timely hitting. And like I said, in the month of June, you know, as soon as Paul Goldschmidt started to heat up, that really helped the rest of the offense kind of pick up the pace as well.
All right, and Lamb seems to be hitting a little better against lefties for a change.
Yeah, Jake's doing a little bit better against left-handers, and they picked up John Jay in a trade with Kansas City, and he really has helped out that top of the lineup. He's been a real pest for other teams at the top of the lineup, getting on base or working deep counts, and he's got some speed. He's played pretty good defense for them, so he's been a real find for them somebody that's really kind of helped them when the offense was struggling there in May.
Steve Gilbert with us, MLB.com. Steve does a great job. So tonight it's Shelby Miller time. Now, the Giants have seen him a bunch of times in the past, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they've sort of gotten to him. He hasn't beaten him too many times, but he's coming back from Tommy John surgery just 13-14 months ago, and here he is on the big league mound. Well, I know he pitched one against Miami. What did that look like?
Yeah, you know, he wasn't quite as sharp, and I think that's to be as expected, as you pointed out. You know, 13 months not being on a big league mound, that's a big deal for a guy to not have that, you know, to have not pitched in that long. And I know he threw four minor league rehab starts, but that's, you know, nothing compared to the way guys adjust at the big league level. So I think, you know, a lot of people were kind of pointing to his return and you know, expecting him to really boost that pitching staff. And he certainly has the talent to do that, but it's really hard with guys coming off of Tommy John surgery to kind of predict how they're going to feel from start to start and how sharp they're going to be. We saw here with Patrick Corbin that sometimes it takes quite a bit of time before they're able to, you know, get that form back that they had before they got injured, because that's such a long layoff. And such a big surgery, we tend to think that because so many guys have it, so many guys come back from it, that it's nothing. But it really is a big procedure, and it takes guys a while to fully come back from that.
But he wasn't any good before he had the surgery.
He did have a rough 2015 year for the Diamondback, 2016 for the Diamondback. So, yeah, that was a rough year for him. And he started to, you know, spring training last year. He looked a lot better in his first few starts of last year before his elbow gave out. He looked like he was a little bit better. But I think 2016, there was a lot of pressure on him here. He came over, obviously, in that big trade in Atlanta when they gave up a lot for him. And maybe that factored in a little bit to what happened with him.
All right. Well, we'll see what he does tonight. The former Cardinal and, of course, an Atlanta Brave. That is Shelby Miller, the right-hander, goes, as Steve said, for the Diamondbacks tonight. Last year, the Diamondbacks pulled off a big trade. I mean, the J.D. Martinez trade, and his numbers were Ruthian or Bonzian, if we can use those comparisons. Will the Diamondbacks do something? Because they're right in the middle of this Machado rumor mill. Do they have the pieces to get something like that?
Well, you know, they don't have a lot of depth in their minor league system. They do have some prospects that other teams like. It's going to be kind of a little bit of a balancing act for general manager Mike Kazin. He's spoken a lot about, you know, trying to sustain success at the big league level. And one of the ways to do that in this market is to be, you know, make sure you still have prospects coming up through the system. By the same token, you know, Patrick Corbin and A.J. Pollock are going to be free agents at the end of this year, and Paul Goldschmidt's going to be a free agent at the end of next year. So their window is now. They've already got a $130 million-plus payroll, which I know is not much when you compare it to what the Giants have had in the past, but for this market, that's by far a record for them. So they're kind of all in a little bit on this year, and I think when we last talked to Mike Kazin, he really wanted to see what the lineup was going to look like with Pollock and Souza back. Before he made a decision in terms of whether or not they needed to add to the offense or add another arm, either in the bullpen or to the starting rotation.
Tomorrow we see Zach Godley. Earlier in the year, I thought he was one of the best pitchers in the league, and he sort of leveled off. We won't talk to you tomorrow, but maybe give a little preview of Godley.
Yeah, I think what happened with him is he got mechanically a little bit out of whack. He was almost running off the mound towards first base when he was pitching, kind of spinning off and flying open and losing command, especially that curveball, which has been, you know, his best pitch. And they've worked his last few starts to kind of get him more online, the home plate, and he tends to fall off a little bit less, and the results have been really good his last few starts. So probably going to see somewhat of the earlier season version rather than the version that really struggled there for five or six starts.
Steve, what's your take on the Giants, getting to watch them? And you, again, Steve Gilbert with us, MLB.com. What's your take on the Giants when you watch them?
Well, I mean, they're a veteran team that they've done a great job kind of keeping afloat until Bumgarner came back. And they're a team with some veterans. I don't think you can count them out for getting on a run here. I mean, Suarez looked really impressive. The Diamondbacks were really impressed with what they saw from him last night. And his mix of pitches and just the way he handled himself on the mound. So, you know, certainly they've shown that they're going to be at least in this race this year. And with those veterans and guys that have experience, postseason experience, I think that certainly they're a team that can't be counted out.
Yeah, they're a second-half team the way I see it right now. Last night, a ball almost hit Barry Bloom, the advocate of the universal DH. Was that true? Because Barry does come on with us occasionally.
Yeah, Barry almost got hit last night. There's a couple of times this year Barry's almost been hit. So I always tell him he needs to do a little bit better job of watching the game he's at. He sometimes is watching the Yankees. You know, he's a big Yankees guy.
Of course.
And he's watching the Yankees on his iPad instead of keeping his eye on the game at hand.
Yeah, we try to warn him about that, but I saw the tweet last night, and then he compared himself to Henry Schulman. Then it got crazy after that. So they seem to have fun, right?
Yeah, things got crazy on Twitter. That's a real shock to hear, Marty. That never happened on Twitter.
Really? All right. Well, great to have you on. Last thing is I love starting rotations, and I think the Diamondback rotation, Greinke, did something. I mean, a hit, an RBI, a run, a stolen base twice in a year. You know, how about Zach Greinke?
He's a heck of an athlete. And Don Mattingly said after the game that he has a swing. I'm not sure that this is true, but his swing is better than 70% of the everyday players in baseball. Again, I'm not advocating that. I'm just telling you what Don Mattingly said. But he's always been a good athlete. He runs well. He's got a lot of gold gloves because he fields his position very well, too. So I'm sure the Diamondbacks hold their breath when he steals bases. I'm sure they'd prefer that he probably just stay put at first base and focus on pitching. But Zach really enjoys that part of the game and stole a base, and he loves to slide and can, you know, be considered a full athlete, not just a pitcher.
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, as we look at the second half, I think the Giants are a second-half team. The Diamondback rotation for me is really, really good. Dodger rotation still in flux, and the Giant rotation, who knows what it's going to look like in 2 weeks. But that Diamondback rotation, for me, I think that's the strength of the team.
Well, that was what carried them last year, and they're going to be counting on them heavily here in the second half to kind of carry them as well. And as long as they can keep that bullpen fresh and not overwork them, as long as the starters are pitching deep into games like they did last year, I think that they could be in good shape as far as that goes.
Well, I appreciate having you on, Steve. Always fun to talk ball with you, and look forward to seeing you pretty soon. Thank you.
Marty, my pleasure. Take care.
All right, that's Steve Gilbert. Very good. MLB.com. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.